Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And hi everybody. My name is Tiia Puputti, and I'm from the library. I'm gonna share my screen here, and let's find my presentation. Here we are. Okay, I'm really happy to be talking to you today, and if you at any point have any questions, just pop them in the chat, or you can even open your microphone and ask them if you want to, up to you. But yeah, I'm going to be talking to you about our library services, our library facilities, and how you can use them, how you can benefit from them. And the library can be or probably will be part of your study experience, and it can also be part of your social experience. For example, you can come to our cafe and meet with new friends and foster those new relationships, like Lotta was talking about. But yeah, and there are lots of spaces where you can hang out with people if you want, if you'd like. But yeah, let's first talk about the actual library building. And I'm actually really happy or excited to talk to you about this, because the library building has been under renovation for a couple of years now, and it's ready now. And so the library building is newly renovated. It's not open yet, but it will open next Monday, the 30th. Yeah, so the library building is located in Seminaarinmäki campus. Seminaarinmäki campus. It's building B, and it's called Lähde. And so for example, if you come from the direction of the city center to the Seminaarinmäki campus, the library building is the first building when you come from the direction of the city center. So yeah, it's University Library Lähde. And Lähde is a Finnish word. It means a spring of water, or like a natural well, spring. But actually, it also happens to mean like leave or go. But yeah, it's meant to be like a spring of water, a spring of inspiration, for example. Yeah, so Lähde. And yeah, so the library building will open next week, but it's not fully equipped yet, and the like official opening ceremony won't be until next year, January. And let's see, and in the chat, somebody says that it also means reference. Very good addition. Yeah, it also means like a source material. But yeah, people have already been talking about like the Lähde in the meaning of like leave. But yeah, that's why I was adding that. Okay, so a couple of things about our like service and opening hours. The library has a couple of basement floors, and then a couple of floors above ground. And our library services, if you want to come to our service desk, you need to come in the library and go one stairs down or one floor down. So the service desk, service point, is on the upper basement floor in the building. So upper basement floor. And the service point is open from those hours that you can see there. So Monday, Friday, and then Saturday also. But the actual building is open like more hours from earlier to later than what our service point is open. So the building is open from early morning to late evening, and also on Sundays for a few hours. But always, if you need to know the opening hours or anything, always check those kinds of things on our web page. So yeah, and whenever the library building is open, you can use all the spaces and collections, and you can use the self-service loaning and returning stations whenever the building is open. And the computer is not changing this one here. Let's see. My computer has been having some trouble with presentations, and I thought using the PDF I would avoid this problem, but it seems that it's not working right now. Let's just a minute. I'll stop the sharing for a moment and I'll come right back to this. Okay, let's try again here. So I'm gonna just scroll down. Yeah. Okay. And please do remember that if you come to the library, wear a mask, use hand sanitizer, and keep safe distances. And then a couple of basic things about our library, and this also goes for like Finnish libraries in general, but you can freely explore the library space, and you can take books from the shelves for, you can read them at the library, you can copy them, and obviously you can borrow them. And you may borrow as many books as you wish, and the books are located in the basement floors of Lähde. And mostly everything is free of charge, so you can borrow and reserve books free of charge, and the only time when there is a charge is if your loans are late for more than a couple of days, and then you will rack up some fines, but otherwise free. And we have extensive online collections, so the books that you see in the library are only a small part of our actual collection. So we have, for example, academic journals are almost only available online. So we have extensive online collections, and we have online courses and classes in academic information seeking and other research skills. And you can always ask the library staff for help at the library, or with email or with chat, or you can call us. And in the library, there's lots of different kinds of working spaces that you can use. There's a lot of reading spaces, areas where you can come and work at the desk or at the table with your own computer or reading or doing some other work. There are many group work rooms that you can reserve, and there will be computer areas, and there are like some classrooms that you can also use when they are not used in teaching. But since there are delays in computer delivery, not just in the library, but everywhere, computers will be added gradually during the autumn. So they are not there yet. And we also have in a separate building, in the university main building, see, there is Aalto Library. So Aalto Library is it's a reading room space. There are lots of computers there and quiet study space. So you can also use that space. Okay, and then a couple of things about getting started with the library services. You know, maybe you'd like to get the library card, and maybe you'd like to get to know the library library database, UCDoc. So let's take a look at those things. So to get a library card, you need to apply for a library card online. So there is a form that you can fill, and you don't need to do this right away, but that's how you can get a library card. Fill in this form. I have a link there in my slides, and you can also find this link on our website. And we'll process your request for the library card, and it asks in the form, it asks for your Finnish personal identity code. But if you don't have that, don't worry, you can give your date of birth or other identification to use in the form. And if you already have a library card, and that library card has a barcode that, you know, is a series of numbers, you can use that card. So when you fill in the form, it asks for a barcode if you have one, and you can just put that in the forum. And somebody has a question, please do ask.
I just entered the barcode 2 days ago and applied for, you know, to kind of combine the university card to my card that I have now. It said that it takes about 2 days for it to work. Will I get a confirmation, or should I just assume that it works already? I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure because I don't actually work with these things, but I think there's no confirmation. Yeah, so I think it just should be working after 2 days. Yeah, but you can always, for example, send an email to the library and ask for confirmation.
Okay, thanks.
And a good question in the chat. If you have the main library card in Jyväskylä, does that work for the university library? You can use that, but you have to register it, so it doesn't automatically work for the university library, the main library card. But if you have that card, you can use that. You can register that. For example, when you apply for the card, fill in the form, you can use that barcode. Good. Any other questions at this point? Okay. Yeah. But if you don't have a card that, you know, you can, I'm looking at the chat, can you use the barcode of any library card in Finland? Yes. Yes, any card that has a barcode, a series of numbers. Yeah, any library card in Finland. Or also, if it's a card from other countries, usually works as well, as long as there is a barcode. Yeah, good. But yeah, like I was saying, if you don't have an existing card that you want to use, you can come to the library and pick up a new one after two working days, and you need an ID. And like I said, usually things are free, so the card is also free of charge. And yeah, and like I said, you may not need the library card right away, because the library card is only needed if you want to loan paper books or printed books. And I'm looking at chat, if I only have an app that functions as the card. Oh, good question. I am actually not sure. That has been a work in progress, but I don't work in the customer service, so I'm not sure if the app works as the library card. If the app has some kind of barcode, you know, then it might work. Yeah. Yeah. Good questions. Okay. And like I was saying, if you want to use like our online collections, the ebooks and academic journals and stuff like that, and then you don't need a library card at all. So library card, you need only when you want to loan actual printed physical books. So you can also apply for the library card later if you'd like. Okay, and a few things about UCDOC, our library database. So UCDOC is the library database, and in UCDOC you can sign in with your university credentials, and I'm gonna show you right here, and my here, go to UCDOC. So looks like this, and then change the language in English, and here up here you can log in, and you can use the Haka login, which is your university credentials, your username and your password to log in. And then you can use the search box to find different things. You can search with the book's name, an author's name, or a topic. And I'm just quickly showing you here, for example, if I'm looking for study skills, for example, I find this book, Study Skills Handbook, and here I can see it says Lähde, and actually this is in Finnish, even though I changed the language in English. But here on the here you can see like it tells you the shelf, and let's see if this works, if they have updated. Yay, it works. So let's go back. So for example, if you are interested in this book, it's a physical book, it's in the shelf, and you open the book's information, you can see down here, so the, here it says B, which is the building B, and Kursik, which means it's a short for course books, and then Cottrell, which is the author's name. And if you click here, this link, you can see a map of where the book is in the shelf. And you can find the book from the shelf at location Cottrell. So it's in the shelf according to the author's name. Sometimes books are in the shelf according to the book's name and not the author's name. That's usually the case if it's an edited book. So it's a good idea to check before you go wander between the shelves and trying to find it. So check in YukDoc where you can find the book. And it doesn't actually say the shelf number, that might be added later. Oh, it does here. But, you know, it sort of shows you the map of where the book is in the library. But yeah, so this will give you some idea where to go in the library. I think this there's some information still missing, but it will be added later to that. But yeah, so you can use YukDoc to access all the library materials. And oh, let's go back. Actually, and back to search results. And so when you search here, you will also find, let's see if I can see any. Yeah, so all the ebooks and online materials like and stuff like that, you can also find in this search results here. An ebook, this for example, is an ebook, and it is available online. So you would just click this link to be able to read the book. So available online, and you click the link. But then if you want to access, if you want to find academic articles, which are usually something that you do need to use and do need to find, you can't find them here in this sort of basic search. So there's no academic articles here if I'm scrolling through these search results. But we have this tab here, which is international e-materials. And if you click here, then you can find some articles. So international e-materials tab, and these are some articles, academic articles, which you can actually limit the search results to peer-reviewed sources. So peer-reviewed articles are academic articles. And there's going to be a link for each of these articles, and you can click the link and read the article online. So when you want to use the online articles, online, you know, ebooks, other online collections, you go to YukDoc, you find the book, article, anything that you are interested in, and then you click the link. And if you are not already logged in, then after you click the link, it will ask for your university credentials, and then you will be able to access the material. And somebody, there's a question in the chat. Is it possible to borrow a book for more than 2 weeks extended? Yeah, there are course books that you can loan for 2 weeks, and then some like field specific books you can loan for 4 weeks. And then actually if you have like dyslexia or something like that, you can apply for an extended loaning period. Yeah, good question. And let's go back to my slides. I have a little bit of time still, so. And I'm just going to skip these slides because these were just like, you know, examples that I was showing you here. And yeah, so for the last thing that we'll do, I'm going to ask you to go to menti.com and use this code. So go to menti.com. You can take your phone, for example, and go to menti.com and use this code here. And then I'm going to show you some answers that we get. But yeah, so any questions you have still on your mind, you can post them in the chat, and we are finishing my presentation here. Yeah, and I'm going to also put the Menti link in the chat. So you can click the chat or go to menti.com and use this code 8039-7981. And I'm going to show you the results. Here. Yeah. So thank you for your questions. And is there any more questions? And oh no, the Menti is not working right now. This has never happened before. Oh, okay. Well, then there's something wrong. But that's completely fine. This was just meant for you know, a couple of things that I wanted you to remember. Which floor has the library service desk? And that's the upper basement floor. And then okay, it works now. Okay. And I just told you the answer. That's okay. And then we have yeah. Okay. So yes, in the Menti the library service desk is in the upper basement floor, so one floor down. So I think I'm gonna finish here. So yeah.
Thank you, Pia. I don't see any more. Okay, there is one more question for you in the chat.
Okay.
You want to answer that. It's to get a library card, do we have to go in person or can we set that up online?
If you have an existing card, existing library card with a barcode, then you don't have to come to the library at all to set the library card up. So you can just fill in the form. But if you don't have an existing library card, then you need to come to the library to pick up a new card. But like I said, you only need the card if you want to loan physical books. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a nice day.